You know, the reason they like reading my stuff is that I've always got real-life examples to prove what I'm saying.
There's a lot of good people that listen to this podcast.
You know, other than God and my family, deer hunting would be next in line on my list of priorities.
From the bottom of our hearts, it's just fantastic and awesome to have the support that you guys are giving.
People ask me about expandable broadheads and love swings.
Chasing Giants with Don Higgins and Terry Peer. Brought to you by Osseo Camo, nature's most lethal camouflage. Follow along as Don and Terry discuss the techniques, strategies, and dedication needed to harvest one of God's most amazing creations, world-class whitetails.
Well, Don, it's episode 124. We're in Fishers, Indiana, and we're not going to do much talking about deer hunting today.
No, we're not. We got a bunch of beautiful people looking back at us.
Yeah, so I first want to thank Shelton Machinery. This is some very good friends and business acquaintances of mine at my day job. They're our distributor in Indiana, Kentucky, part of Kansas and Missouri. But they let us use their office building today so we would have good internet service and be able to get everybody together, kind of a central location to host the raffle. So we got a lot of people in the room, and I think we need to introduce them all. I don't know, what do you think?
Yeah, this is a great facility, and appreciate they let us use it.
So thanks, Nick and Jeff. We appreciate it. I'll leave a surprise in your desk drawer before I leave.
Awesome. It might not be a good surprise, but there'll be a surprise there,
especially by the time the weekend is over to get back to work. I just got back from Destin fishing, so I might have some
rotten fish to leave in their desk drawer.
Yeah. We're honored to have the board of directors of Lester's Feet here, and then also some family. So I'm going to introduce my family first. Did we just lose power? That's not good. As the projector's coming back up on, did I kick a plug? We're already starting with technical difficulties. That's not good.
There it goes.
Okay. But my wife, Casey, who I talk about often on the podcast, is here, and also my son, Jonathan. He's 17, and I couldn't be more proud of him. He's a good young man, works hard, kind of like a peer. We tend to work a little bit overboard, so
there's no doubt about that.
Kind of runs in our family.
But I don't think you guys sleep, do you?
He does. I sleep, too. I can't say that I don't. But I'll go ahead and introduce Austin and Ann Razor are here. Dan Pfeiffer is here. They're also the board members. My oldest daughter, Kaylin, is also on the board, but her and my youngest daughter are in San Diego. My oldest daughter is chaperoning a school trip for my youngest daughter, so they're not here. And then you have family here. Why don't you go
ahead and introduce them? My wife, Robin's here. My daughter, Andrea, and her husband, Corey. My two grandsons, Wyatt and Walker, are here.
And then we got somebody we claim as family, and that's Wes Delks and his wife Madison are here, but we claim him as family.
Yep, they are like family.
So we're honored that everybody kind of met in this central location to do this today. This is, I'm going to say it's monumental, because we had no idea when we started this thing, this journey a long time ago, what it was going to end up being. And I'm just continued every day being humbled at what God's been able to do.
Well, God's opened some pretty big doors, and all you and I have done is walk through them. He's laid some things out that we just didn't see coming, and that's the way He works.
Yeah. So we're gonna take just a quick minute, and we have so many new listeners to the podcast, and so many people who have contributed to this raffle. We felt that we needed to talk just a minute about Lester's Feet and what this is all for. Real quick, I just want to go through, hopefully that's going to go up on the screen behind me. If not, I'll have to edit it later. Boy, that's really slow. Okay, we should be getting there. Okay, so for those of you who weren't here for the first ride, we started talking about a way to use this podcast to help others probably in February of last year. And we heard about the Ward family. We started doing some different things and talk about it on the podcast. And, this just started as a simple little, way that we could use the outdoor industry, our platform, to kind of bring people together to help. And we joined and rallied around that story of that family with two little girls with leukemia. what this turned into was, after talking with social workers and different people at hospitals, we found that one of the gaps is when families have sick children and they have to go through prolonged treatment or recovery, FMLA, and then some of them even lose their jobs, their income gets reduced. So that's really not something that there's federal money or grant money or anything out there. So we decided to kind of fall in that niche, and we really started working as an outreach ministry from our church. My home church helped with that at that point in time, because obviously, you know, money coming in, going in and out, we weren't organized or a nonprofit or anything. So it started getting so big that we hired an attorney, thanks to the help of one of our listeners and one of your masterclass attendees. He actually hooked us up with a really good attorney, and we became incorporated in the state of Kentucky in October of 2021. So we're not very old. I mean, this is still a very new journey for us. We're still learning as we go. We called in a couple favors from very influential people, and what's normally a 13 to 16 month time period to get approved as a nonprofit, we submitted our paperwork in December and got approved as a full nonprofit in January of 2022. So that's just God working. That's no way around it. That's just God opening doors to getting the government side of this all to where we can operate independently. Our board of directors that we mentioned are here today. We're 100% volunteer. And before this raffle, so not including anything with this raffle, there's some money that we did just as cash when we were just helping the Ward family, but we have collected, had donated, or raised just under $250,000 to date since we started, you know, officially keeping our own books. So that's just amazing that in just a little over a year, probably 13 months, and if you remember last year's raffle, we raised about $140,000. So that tells you how many more people are contributing to this thing by tithing, or and we get corporate donations and then other donations. A lot of people are giving to this just even outside the raffles. And then we've distributed a little over $196,000 back out to families with around $20,000 committed. So we pay bills directly on behalf of families. So when the board votes on a family in a need, we agree to it, we mark that as committed, but they have to give us the proper paperwork so we can write those checks out. So we have almost $20,000 currently committed. So it does no good for this money that gets collected to set in the bank. It needs to be pushed back out to the proper people in a way that we're being accountable to the donors, but also getting that money out to the families that need it. So it's pretty impressive. We've gone just over a year and collected about $250,000 and almost dispersed soon to be $220,000 of it.
Yeah, what's most amazing is this started out with us trying to help one family.
Yeah.
And from that one family, it just exploded. And when the folks hear the figure that what this raffle is going to bring in and how many people are being helped and how we're using this platform, you know, the listeners of Chasing Giants have been huge. Not only have they donated very generously, but a lot of the families we're helping have ties to our listeners. Which we really like.
Right. And so like I said, it's just when you really put in perspective that we're, you know, these numbers are 13 months old, and not including the money that we've raised in the last 3 or 4 months with this raffle, being able to collect $250,000 and almost disperse $220,000 of it, that's pretty amazing about how God's connecting the dots to so many good people. But being assured that all of that money is going to help a family, not somebody's salary sitting on a country club.
That's right. And the fact that we're not writing checks to these families, we're paying the bill, so we know where the money goes.
Right. So let's just talk a little bit about this specific raffle. And Don and I weren't even sure we were going to do a raffle. If you remember last year's raffle, we donated hunts on our personal farms, and we kind of got away from doing that for liability reasons, and we just weren't sure if we were going to do another raffle or not. But I remember the day on October 27th, I got a call from work. We're in the middle of this open house, and Chris Yates actually texted me first and said, I have to talk to you and Don today. And I'm like, oh, what's going on? You know, Chris does the deal with the Duramax trucks for us at Victory Chevrolet. And I said, oh, this is bad. And I said, does it have to be today? He said, it has to be today. So we got on the phone, and him and Brian Kraft dropped some news that was just drop-dropping to us, didn't it?
We weren't expecting it, that's for sure. And, you know, to tie it back a little bit to the hunting industry, I met both Chris and Brian. They were consulting clients of mine. And this is just, you know, God bringing the right people together to make this all happen.
So for the people that don't know, the two businesses that Chris Yates has is Victory Chevrolet, and then Brian has Midwest Land Group, a real estate company. And both of them have been large contributors to Lester's Feet Foundation. So they've donated, you know, in the first year that we were doing it. Their idea was just to use something, and I've used the analogy in the New Testament where Jesus takes the few loaves of bread and the few fish and he multiplies it. So they wanted to take their donation that they were going to give anyway and try to make it into something much bigger. So they called and said, we're going to donate a brand new Chevy truck right in the middle of when you couldn't get a Chevy truck. Yeah. And they decided that they were going to fund this for it. So that phone call that we got was kind of the, we have to put our foot down. This is another example of God opening a door to where we have something to do. We have to make sure this works. And then the pieces fell into place. When we're dealing with gaming laws and raffles, we have to be by the book, especially on something this big. So we partnered with your home church, which is Solid Rock Chapel in Sullivan, Illinois, and they were gracious enough to host this raffle. This raffle is theirs, and we are an extension or a ministry. Lester's Feet is a ministry of the Solid Rock Chapel. So that means they go and get all of the permits and all of the gaming things in their local community and stay within compliance. And then we contracted a company called chancetowin.org, and that is the online service that everybody who purchased tickets online went through. So I want to be full disclosure. There's nothing to hide here. So those people who bought tickets online, there was a 3% service charge, and that's what the credit card charges you. But in addition to that, there's a 3% charge from the hosting site. We had no way to manage all of these ticket sales coming in, the accounts receivable, the routing of the money. So there was a 3% charge. So those fees, basically the donors paid for one of them, and one of them comes out of the proceeds of the raffle. So the ticket sales closed on the 27th, and this is probably what everybody wants to see, is we sold almost 19,000 tickets in that short amount of time, which is just absolutely amazing. I don't know if I really put a goal on the number of tickets, but I can tell you over the last week we've had to cut every one of them out, and it's a lot of tickets.
I always say dream big. God's reality is bigger than anything we can imagine.
So for the people who want to know what that total dollar figure is, I'm just absolutely blessed and humbled that this group of listeners and the community that rallied around this raised over $380,000. That's going to be dispersed out to families. And I think that's just unbelievable.
It's awesome. You know, that brings our total to what, over $600,000, and we haven't even been doing it for 2 years
yet. Exactly. So what it's going to do, we're going to have a board meeting after the podcast, is we have to continue to adapt. God's trusted us to be stewards of this, just like he has our properties, just like he has the deer herd that we talk about so much. This is money that God has trusted us to put in the hands of people who need it. We have to continue to adapt and make sure that we're being good stewards of that and making sure that the donors have full assurance that this money is going to the right places and to help the people that we need.
Right.
So, you know, it always is important to us to not only lead by example, but be humble enough to be able to take a step back and ask God for direction, for, I think, insight. So I think it's appropriate before we get going on this raffle and drawing names that, you know, we put our mouth where our money where our mouth is. And I'd like for, we got a lot of people in this room and everybody watching. It looks like there's 256 people on here right now. I'm going to ask Wes Dubs to come up here and put a headset on, and we're going to stand up and actually have a prayer circle right here. And I think that for those of you who are watching online, please join us. This is going to be just a time to ask for God's blessing, for God's direction, and thank Him for what He's provided.
Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for the blessing it is to be in this country. The group of people in this room and all the listeners that are a part of Jason Giants that have come together to be a part of something bigger than themselves, being the hands and feet of Jesus. I thank you for Don and Terry and their willingness to use their platform for you, being bold and courageous. I just pray for our businesses and for this podcast that it would shine a light in a dark place. Thank you for the money that's come into Lester's Feet Foundation. Give wisdom to the board, and I pray that these dollars would go to the families that need it and that there would be physical healing and spiritual healing for these families. I just pray that you would be at work in these families and in this nation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I can't think of a better way to start off this this day and this episode is taking a little bit. You know, Wes, I talked openly about how much I think of that young man. The first phone call I got from him when he was thinking about buying into Real World, before we even started talking, he said, "Can I just take a minute and pray real quick?" And I'm not scared to say that it's God puts people in your life when you need it. So he's been a huge kind of influence, and I really respect that young man. He's definitely a blessing to a lot of people.
I think of him like a son.
Is he like a cousin to me or what? I'm not old enough to be a son.
You're just that weird uncle.
I'm a weird uncle. I actually get told that by my actual nephews. So. All right, so let's start this raffle thing off. So how this is going to work, people, is we want everybody to have a chance at the big three prizes. So the big three prizes are going to be lot number one, which is the new Chevy Trail Boss truck donated by Victory Chevrolet and Midwest Land Group, and then the pole barn building, and then also the new tractor. So what's going to happen is we're going to draw those names and put those in these cups that are setting off to the side. I think that's in frame. Yeah, it looks like it's in frame. And we're not going to even talk about it, but we don't want to draw them last, but we want to get through these 75, 76 prizes. So all we're going to do is Don's going to draw it. He's not going to announce it, and he's going to drop it, and we're going to call these three people at the end of the podcast, and hopefully they answer. So... and then from the rest of the way on, we'll just go through the rest of the prizes once we get to number four and go from there. So Don right now is going to stir this thing. Oh, he's got the winner.
I've already stirred it, and I've already grabbed
he's
one.
He's got the there, winner so. Of the truck who's going to drive a brand new 2002 Chevy truck that's going in the kitty there.
And I have not looked at it, so I don't know who it is.
All right. So he's going to stir him back up. And then lot number two was donated by Whitewater Trusses LLC. It's a 30 by 40 pole frame kit that's going in the cup. And then lot number three is a John Deere 1025R tractor with a loader donated by a private donor with the assistance of TTG Equipment in Frankfort, Indiana. So those three are going to sit there, and we're going to come back to them a little bit later. So let's move on to lot number four. This is a Quiet Cat Apex bike donated by a private donor with the assistance of Quiet Cat. He's got to put his glasses on.
The old man's got to put his glasses on.
Well, while you're putting your glasses on, let me just make a quick announcement. I got a little aggressive with the paper cutter, so if I accidentally cut off a phone number or we need to clarify something, I have the database here on my computer. We can pull it up, but hopefully we don't run into any issues on that. So
I think I know this guy.
Who won the Quiet Cat bike?
Quiet Cat bike goes to Mark White from West Covenant, Indiana.
Mark White.
Yep.
So that bike is sitting at Don's shed.
In my shed. I bet I know somebody that would haul that home.
I was getting ready to say, if we have somebody local, we can get free delivery, hopefully, for that one. The next one is a $6,000 credit for a window and door replacement package from Horizon Windows. These guys are in Goshen, Indiana. They were at Shipshawana when we did the great debate with Tony LaPrat, and they came to the booth after hearing about it, and they wanted to donate. So who got this
one? Someone else I know. This gentleman I've done consulting for, and he's been to the master class, Kenneth Headings.
Kenneth Headings. So remember, people, you could buy as many tickets as you wanted. And last year we had a couple people actually win multiple prizes, so you can get drawn more than once. Lot number six is a 6x6 360 blind. This is going to be shipped to Don's house. We'll have to work out how you get it, but it's a 360 blind donated by.
This
one by. Not
donated. Yeah, this one goes to Kate Sullivan from Sewickley, Pennsylvania.
All right. Well, if they're in Pennsylvania, we might have to come up with a different delivery method instead of shipping it all the way up to your house. These things are built in Pennsylvania. All right, our friend Chad Sprague at Sprague Outdoors donated a Millennium Q200 Buck Hut Blind.
This one goes to John Ritter from Webster, New York.
That name sounds familiar. John Ritter.
Yeah, I can't place it, but it does sound familiar. Maybe he submitted a question at one point or something.
All right, Tag Out, our real world distributor in northern Indiana, partnered up with Double Drop Hunting Blinds, and they donated lot number eight, a 5x6 custom blind without stand.
This is a gentleman I know, Eugene Fleece from Custer, Illinois.
There we go. Lot number nine is a soft-sided cooler donated by our sponsor of the one of our sponsors of the podcast, Quiet Cat.
DeWillard Nett from La Russell, Missouri.
Okay. You're going to get a soft-sided cooler shipped to your house. You know, a lot of our friends and business partners have stepped up and done this. One of our real world dealers, Philip Seed Farms out in Kansas. They've become really good friends of ours, and they donated a easy fire pit, which is one of these fold up fire pits you can kind of lay flat and carry wherever you want and then go tailgating whenever.
This goes to Weldon Schrock. No address, but he's got an 815 area code, which is Illinois.
Weldon, that was a mail in order, so we'll probably be listening on InTech a little bit later. Probably one of the biggest influences in Don and I's professional career has been the folks at Matthews. They've stepped up and donated a V3X29. It will be built to your spec. So we put you in touch with Matthews, and they're going to ship you a brand new bow.
It's going to go to Joel Raber. He's also from Southern Illinois.
All right, Joel's going to be shooting a new Matthews V3X for the new upcoming hunting season. I think this prize is going to be a little special to you. This is your buddy Joe Johnson.
His antler chandelier?
It is antler chandelier. This thing's been sitting in my basement, and my wife's golden doodle goes down and sniffs on it and licks it every time he goes down there in the basement.
It goes to Scott Kropf, K-R-O-P-F. No address, so it must be online?
Yeah, mail-in order or mail-in ticket.
Okay.
All right. We're going to move to lot number 13. This is a $250 gift certificate to GameHive.com. They listened to the podcast and donated it for us.
This goes to Kevin Tolbert from Oil City, Louisiana.
All right. Kevin's going to get a gift certificate emailed to him, and you can order online. All right. Wes Delks doesn't know it, but he did lot 14, 15, and 16 for $75 gift certificates to Real World. He just gave me the thumbs up, so I guess we didn't get in trouble.
John Kaufman from Crawfordsville, Indiana.
All right. And we have three of these, so lot number 15 is the same thing.
Wendell Utsi from Goshen, Indiana.
Okay. And finally, lot number 16.
Eli
Eli A. Lee. No address, but a 660 area code. I believe that'd be Missouri.
All right. So we'll be in touch with all of these later in the week and get you a gift card for Real World. Now, I want to talk a little bit about this next one before we go. This is one of the few, I guess, is this lady-friendly gifts in the raffle this year? We didn't have these last year. But more importantly, the person that donated this, Lisa Petrie, her grandson was Baby Waylon. That was little bitty baby. I nicknamed him the cutest baby in the world. And just super family. They the girl was, I think the girl's about Kaylin's age. She's maybe, the mom's about 21. Baby was born at UK, and they had to transfer down to Vanderbilt. And the foundation actually paid for some a place to stay so they could stay close to the baby. So the mom has been selling 31 on the side to try to help raise money. So she actually donated a $50 gift certificate. But Lisa's sister also has a really cool ministry that Casey and I have talked about. She takes ladies' wedding dresses that they don't want to save anymore, and she re-sews them into, is it called angels' dresses? Angel baby dresses. So when people do lose a little girl or an infant, they use basically repurposed wedding dresses to put a dress for the baby for the funeral. Just absolute fascinating family, but so happy they contributed. And Baby Waylon is home.
Awesome.
So Baby Waylon got to come home. So good deal. Very cool story.
We have our first double winner.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Kenneth Headings.
Kenneth. He's going to get to do some Christmas shopping for the females in his life for 31 this year. So, all right, lot number 18, donated by our friend Joe Miles at Osseo Gear. This is Sherpa pants and jacket camo set. You'll give us the size and they'll ship it to you. Lot number 18.
Another consulting client and master course student, Mark Jackson from Greenwood, Indiana.
All right. Mark's going to be wearing Osseo this year. Exodus Trail Cameras, lot number 19, a cell camera with solar charger from our friends at Chad Sylvester, Jake Hoffer, Cameron Dare.
Crystal Fryman from Williamstown, Kentucky.
Hey, we know Crystal. I can get that one delivered. Her her husband, Jamie, was the baseball coach for her. I coached softball at. All right, lot number 20 and a few others afterwards. Our friend Harold Monk from WiseEye Technologies donated WiseEye Mini Camera. So lot number 20 is a WiseEye camera.
Goes to George Poe from Cleveland, Tennessee.
All right, George, that was lot number 20. Lot number 21 is the same thing.
Jeremy Sluger from Abilene, Kansas.
We recognize that.
Yeah, right? We do.
Congrats, Jeremy. You got a WiseEye Mini coming. 22, same thing.
Jay Hart from Utica, Kentucky.
One more from the folks, the Monk family at WiseEye. One more cell cam.
Bruce Schoenbeck from Baldwin, Illinois.
Okay. All right. Congrats, guys. We'll get with you this week and figure out how to get them to you. The next prize is a little bit bigger. This is donated by Cornerstone Equipment, Devin Ponder. This is a Mahindra and New Holland tractor dealership. They sell steel chainsaws and all different kinds of stuff. Our friend Brandon Epperson works there. So I've gotten to know those guys and buy some stuff from them. So they're donating a Traeger Pro 780 pellet grill. I hope someone draws this that's close, because this is going to be a bear ship. But
it's going to be shipped. It's going to go to Kansas City, Missouri.
Kansas City, Missouri. Well, maybe whoever goes and buys their truck is from me, so we can have them haul it.
There you go. Well, I appreciate it. Haul back. Ryan Collin, K-A-U-L-L-E-N. Kansas City, Missouri.
He's going to be smoking some pork butt here before too long. We're getting instructions from the female audience that we're not doing it right.
Well, I want to make sure I'm fair.
All right, so our friends at Dominant Strands, they supported us last year with the raffle. They put in a couple packages for custom sets of bowstrings to be built for you, so you can outfit your rig however you want. So this is the first one, lot number 25.
Mervyn Stoltzfus, no address, but 717 area code. I think that would be Pennsylvania.
All right. 26 is the same thing.
Derek Schrock, again, no address, 309 area code, which is Illinois.
Okay. So we have a couple guys in here moderating, but I don't see any questions. Have we been doing good or do we need?
Okay. Have you had to ban anybody yet? For
it takes us four people just to keep Don's haters off of here. So what number are we on? Casey, did we draw 27 or are we on 28? All right, we're on 27 now. I think they donated four of these, if I'm not mistaken.
This one goes to Zach Anderson from Bay City, Wisconsin.
Bay City, Wisconsin. All right, the final one, lot number 28 from Dominant Strands.
Wayne Yoder. And his phone number is all nines. So maybe he must be from Mars or something.
We'll have to look at the fine print notes on that one to get a hold of him. All right, lot number 29. I kind of like this one. I need one of these. Lot number 29 is a Husqvarna 525 LST brush cutter donated by Lone Star Equipment. I have this thing at my house. It's been there for a couple months.
John DeHart from Ninicaw, Oklahoma. I hope I said that right.
We should have just left it in Texas instead of coming all the way to my house and back to Oklahoma. All right, the next prize is donated by Open Range Trailers in Hutchinson, Kansas. This is lot number 30, and it is a 14-foot utility trailer. This would come in handy for a lot of people. I think this thing's about $3,000.
Adam Weaver. 330 area code, that would be Ohio.
All right.
Adam Weaver.
Adam, we'll get with you and figure out how you're going to get this trailer. All right. One of the sponsors of the podcast donated a $300 wildlife tree package. This is Gingrich Tree Farms. Not only is Jay a sponsor of the podcast, a friend of ours, but he's also another member of the Solid Rock Chapel with you.
Yep.
And attends church there. So we appreciate Jay and his family. Lot number 31.
This one goes to Lily Yoder from Oskaloosa, Kansas.
Okay. All right. Our lot number 32 is a local guy named Rick Fornash who had a gun shop called Cedar Ridge Tactical. He donated a rifle scope.
John Rethemeyer. Yep. Emerado, North Dakota.
Okay.
Hope I said his name right. Rethemeyer.
All right. The next two prizes were donated by a private donor, and I'm a little jealous of these. I want to have one of these. This is an M18 Milwaukee backpack sprayer, but the cool thing about it is you can change the tanks out. So the tanks come off, so you can have one that's for glyphosate, one that's for 2,4-D or whatever, and you can put different tanks and switch them out based on the different chemicals and not have to pump. So I will have one of these one day, but there's a typo on this slide. This is lot number 33.
It goes to Mervyn Stoltzfus, 717 area code, which I believe is Pennsylvania.
Okay, and then 34 is the exact same thing. He donated two of these.
Derek Schrock, 309 area code, so that's Illinois.
Is that a multiple winner? Do we have a Derek? So Derek's won two prizes. So.
Wow.
All right, so we should be on 35, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 35. Is our friends at Full Range Hanging Systems. They donated a three deer pedestal mount. If
anybody seen pictures on my social media, this is what I use to put those deer on the whiskey barrel that I have. So
this goes to Brian Stern from Roanoke, Texas.
Okay. Lot number 36 is a deer age kit from deerage.com, so you can have your forensic aging done. You'll be able to tell how old that monster buck is that you're going to shoot this year.
Moses Blank from Gordonville, Pennsylvania.
Okay. All right, lot number 37 is from a sponsor of the podcast, Vortex Optics. It's a Crossfire 8x42 binocular set.
It goes to Drew Wright from Ashcombe, Illinois.
You get to embarrass the next one because they probably didn't want me to put their name up there, but your daughter and son-in-law actually donated the next package, which is a Iconics camera, security cable, and SD card kit. So somebody's going to be sporting a brand new Iconics camera this year, donated by your family who owns their... You're also a redneck dealer, right, in Northwest Indiana. So
what if they win themselves their own prize? They didn't, though. Kevin Riley from Lake St. Louis, Missouri. All
right. Congratulations. All right. Lot number 39 and 40 was a private donation. They wish to not be named, but they donated two MS-170 chainsaws. But lot number 39 first.
Alan Miller. No address, but 330... area code, so he's from Ohio.
Alan's going to have a brand new chainsaw. And then we got another one that's lot number 40 is still MS-170 chainsaw.
This guy won again. I don't know how many tickets Derek Schrock bought. 309 area code, Illinois. But he won again.
That's how it goes. He may have only... maybe on about 30. Nobody knows. Lot number 41. This is a cool story. This is the donor does not want to be known, but this guy, when we were in Shipshawana and that snowstorm came in, you remember that? Mm-hmm. This guy drove 2.5 hours to drive these prizes that he picked out. This is a Husqvarna 450 chainsaw, a custom pole saw, safety helmet and a handsaw, and drove this all the way down to meet me so I could haul it back. So pretty cool guy.
Well, it's going to stay in Indiana with Alex Burrow from Arcadia, Indiana.
All right. Congratulations. My oldest daughter's favorite prize in the whole raffle is a Randy Slavich Slim Jim. She said she wanted this for some reason, but this is a... this is donated by a local business that a Go Fast Lane. It's a gas. They own a chain of gas stations, but this is one of those families that always contribute and always sponsor all the little league teams and all the schools. That you need to find these type of people in your community and go do business with them. So the Dunaway family, thank you. Hope somebody's going to enjoy Randy Savage sitting on their nightstand looking at them every night.
Well, it goes to Stephen Hirschberger, 330 area code, so that would be Ohio.
Wes said he can do a Randy Savage imitation.
Let's see it, Wes.
Impersonation, so we'll get him.
Somebody turn the camera.
All right, this is a this is also lot number 43, Grit Limited Whitetail Taxidermy. I got to take a minute and tell a quick story here. This is the owner of this taxidermy is in West Virginia, but this is also the father of the one girl that's 18 fighting breast cancer that we're actually helping. So he got laid off from his job. We met them in West Virginia at a charity event down in Huntington, and he had been laid off from his job. Daughter was diagnosed with breast cancer. She just had surgery, I believe, a week ago, if I remember right. But he does taxidermy on the side, and he was so grateful of what we were doing to help his family, he donated a free shoulder mount from his taxidermy. So,
awesome. Well, the guy that won is going to have to drive a ways to get it to him. Nick Wright from Sterling, Illinois.
That's all right. We'll figure out a way.
We'll make it work.
All right. And then we got contacted. Casey, can you look down that spreadsheet and tell me how many of these lot number 44 through what? Okay, so we were donated 10 jugs of gallon jugs of maple syrup, and I do believe that Wes could just drink that thing, just turn it up. And...
yeah, well, he's going to drink this one. He's going to have to fight my buddy Larry Green.
Larry Green.
From Allenville, Illinois.
All right,
Mo, Larry. You want something, Mo?
All right, so we got 10 of these, so lot number 45 is the same thing.
Drew Bleeker from Pearson, Michigan.
Lot number 46. I bet Wes would win 2 gallons of maple syrup.
Matthew Schmucker from Bremen, Indiana.
Okay.
I believe I did a consulting visit for him this spring.
Lot number 47.
And he's been to the master class.
Midnight Maple Sugar Shack. That's, you want a company name that captures what you do. I think they got it.
This one goes to Tony Fogelman. No address and no phone number, but you got his information.
We'll have it. Lot number 48. Jonathan, could you drink a gallon of maple syrup?
William Byler. No address, but 434 area code. No idea where that's at. William Byler.
49.
Matthew Miller. From Millersburg, Ohio.
Number 50, donated by Midnight Maple Sugar Shack.
Billy Troyer, 270 area code. That would be Kentucky, Western Kentucky.
Lot number 51.
Josh Wetzel, Wessel, Joshua Wessel from Emmett, Michigan. Mm-hmm. If he's related to our buddy Jim,
maybe. Jim donated a prize. It's going to be coming up here in a minute.
Tisha Woodyard from Dry Ridge, Kentucky.
That's my next door neighbor.
You won't have to go far to ship that one, will you?
All right, and the final one donated by Midnight Maple Sugar Shack, lot number 53.
Kyle Harmon, Greenup, Illinois.
I bet we could get him to try to drink that whole thing. Team Radical, our buddy over there. He's done a lot of video work and photography work for us, so if you watch Team Radical. The next prize, I'm going to apologize in advance. Jared Sells, I cannot remember... And I didn't have time to go back. I'm not sure if he is the actual artist or he's the one that coordinated getting it donated from the artist. So I'll make sure everybody understands who donated it. But he was involved in getting us this wildlife painting, the original one. So lot number 54.
It goes to Steve Mast from Goshen, Indiana.
All right, our buddies at A&M Gutters. It's always interesting when we get the group text from
Ray and Aiden.
From Ray and Aiden about that they donated a $500 gift card to Cabela's from A&M Gutters. We usually get some funny ones from them guys.
Them guys bought a bunch of tickets, too. Mm-hmm. That'd be something if they won.
Their own prize?
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
They didn't, though.
Yeah.
Ryan Ober Newfoundland. For Pawnee, Illinois.
number 55. All right, lot number 56 is donated from Whispering Pines Archery. It's 12 gold tip airstrike 300 arrows.
David Martin from Norfolk, Virginia.
And then this one actually ties back to Ship Shawana. This was another exhibitor that was at that show that came over and said he wanted to donate after hearing us talk about the foundation at the Great Debate. So Rack Bracket donated a Euro package.
We have another multiple winner.
Another one.
Moses Blank from Pennsylvania.
All right, your son-in-law and daughter, is Clint have this with his mom? Is that so? Clint and his mother have a dog breeding business called White Pine Labradors. We were hoping one of the puppies was going to be here today, but they aren't feeling well, so they didn't get to come. So lot number 58 is going to be a future litter. So if you win this and you can accept the puppy, you'll work with the breeder to find a puppy in a future litter when you can work out and the timing works well. So lot number 58 from White Pines Labradors, little chocolate lab puppy.
And didn't they say if the person didn't want the puppy, they could take the cash instead? Yeah, so what's he sell those for, like $2,500 a piece or something like that? Don't quote me on the dollar figure, but if you don't want the puppy, don't take it. We want him to go to a good home.
Well, I don't know about taking the cash. I never heard that part, so ignore that part in case that's not right, too. So
that is right.
Clint's going to be your paying that.
Well, give him a puppy. Well, anyway, it's going to Jordan Holloway from Monette, Missouri.
Yeah, so if you don't want the puppy, actually one of the other ideas Clint has is these puppies can be used as a great therapy tool for sick children. So if you don't want the puppy, can't take it, we can work with some organizations to put that puppy in the hands of a sick child. So another donation from our sponsor of the podcast, Quiet Cat. This is a lot number 59, a dry bag.
Goes to Jacob Fowler from Danville, Arkansas.
It'll ship directly to you from Quiet Cat. Lot number 60 is a 7-night stay in a vacation cottage in central Indiana, just south of Indianapolis, donated by our friend Clayton. He called me and said he wanted to donate one of his vacation cottages to us. So,
Clayton Beard?
Yep. So he donated one of his. And
consulting client?
Yep. He'll work with you on when it's available and when you want to go sit at the lake for a week.
I stayed in those cabins. Justin Fouch from Cuba, Illinois.
All right. Plan your vacation. All right, lot number 61 is donated by David and Katie Yoder. They're also a dog breeder, but of golden retrievers. And he texted me this morning and said that they just had a litter. I can't remember the date, so one would be available very soon if you wanted it. But same thing applies. Not the cash part, but if you don't want the puppy, obviously we'll find a good place for it.
Goes to Raymond Troyer from Ohio, 330 area code.
Okay, that's where David and Katie are from also, so we'll put you guys in touch.
That'll make it easy.
Yep. So lot number 62 was donated by our friend at Wessel Outdoors, Jim Wessel, a Reconyx Hyperfire trail camera.
Goes to Joe Stutzman. I don't recognize this area code. It's 563.
All right. Jim also donated lot number 63, which is a jug of Real World clover and chicory.
Goes to Jason Hooks from Mason, Illinois.
Okay. And then one more from Wetzel Outdoors, a bag of Real World Deadly Dozen.
Jeremy Nolte from Keosauqua, Iowa.
All right, and then we got Cranford Manufacturing Company. Are they in North Carolina or
something? They are North Carolina, big supporters. They've done a lot for us.
They did it for last year, but they donated basically each lot number is going to have two bow hangers and two camera mounts, and I think they did a number of these. So it's going to start with lot number 65.
Monty Zaludic from Sorona, Wisconsin.
Somebody said 563 is Eastern Iowa. Just for your future reference.
I should have known that. I recognize it, but I just couldn't remember exactly where it was at.
Lot number 66.
Derek Herzberg from Highland, Illinois.
67 is the same thing.
Bill Miller from East Aurora, New York.
That's a coworker of mine. I've worked with him for over 20 years.
Poor guy.
Yep. Not as long as you. 68.
Jamie Eisenhut, another consulting client from Bluffton, Indiana.
69. Are we on the right number?
Jacob Bordeaux from Sheldon, Vermont. Going to be up at Jacob's place speaking in the next 2 weeks, actually.
We know Jacob very well. All right, lot number 70. This is the last one donated by Cranford Manufacturing Company, the Easy Hanger camera mount and bow hanger set.
Alan Rail from Houstonia, Missouri. And I tore up our tumbler, I thought.
All right. This was a donation that was sent to us, Outdoor Edge Knife Set and Antler Mounting Kit, lot number 71.
Jeremiah Luke Byler from Canajoharie, New York. I'm going to be at Canajoharie speaking in the next couple of weeks, too. Hope to see you there, Jeremiah.
This is a cool one. Weaver's Custom Archery, I believe in Ohio. Whoever this winner is, they're going to custom build a longbow for you. So custom built for whoever wins it. Lot number 72.
I think this guy's a double winner too. Monty Zaludic from Sorona, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think you called his name. All right, our friend Todd donated lot number 73, which is a 50-pound bag of grass seed and some 21-22-4 starter fertilizer. This is probably about as expensive as the truck, as expensive as fertilizer's gotten this year.
Well, there's another double winner, I think. Scott Kropf, KROPF, 870. There you go.
We're getting closer to the end. Lot number 74 is a deer ant shed antler table lamp.
Jason Berner from Sherrill, Indiana.
And lot number 75 is a Milwaukee M12 cordless driver drill combo.
Glenn Neuswanger, 419 area code.
Okay. All right, but like those TV commercials, we only publicize 75 prizes, but it's like this. Wait, there's more.
Yeah. We need Billy Mays here.
Because Don was given lot number 76 and didn't tell me about it until he pulled in the driveway. And so we got one more, which is going to be.
It gets even better than that.
What's up?
I forgot the guy's name to give us all these.
Hey, Austin, do you mind picking up those? So these, I think, are charcoal pieces of framed art.
So this is for the toolkit, right?
No, we already did that one.
We already did the toolkit?
Yeah, didn't we? This is 76, so this is for the artwork.
This is for the duck?
Sure.
Drawing? Joe Stutzman.
563 area code.
I like this one. So this will be, Casey's going to have to edit the spreadsheet as we're going. This is lot number 77.
The elk.
This is a big bull elk. That's kind of cool, actually. I
like that. Goes to David Yoder. He's got a 217 area code, so he's a Central Illinois guy.
All right. And then there's duplicates of these. So another elk. Or lot number 78.
78 goes to Mervin Stoltzfus, 717. That would be Pennsylvania.
Okay. And then 79 will be another duck.
Last duck. Your honor goes to, and I apologize to the gentleman who donated these. I had your name and then I don't know why, but I forgot it. But,
make sure you tell us.
So he's from Sullivan, Illinois, I can tell you that. This one goes to David Yoder from Millersburg, Ohio.
All right. Okay, so that's all of the drawings. Now we have to go back, and the way we're going to do this first is Don's going to, let's go backwards, so we'll do the lot number 3, 2, and 1. You're going to pull that out and just lay it here. And we're going to try to get whoever it is on the phone first.
On the truck?
Well, we're going to do this with 3, 2, 1. Yeah, we're going to call them first. We're not going to read their name off. That's no fun. We got to see if they answer their phone. Did we get a phone number on this one?
Yes, we did.
All right. So this is for, which one was this?
This would be for this the tractor.
This is for the John Deere
tractor.
1025R. With a loader. I gotta make sure I don't misdial this or somebody's gonna get Publisher's Clearinghouse type call.
That would be bad. That'd be something I would do.
Call some random person and say, you want a driver? Okay. 2, 3. Alright, let's see if it goes here.
You have reached the voicemail of Drew Shaw with Maple Hill Builders. Please leave me a message and I'll call you back. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Drew, this is Don Higgins. I'm here with Terry Peer and Chasing Giants podcast. Guess what? You just won something. You just won a new John Deere tractor. So, anyway, congratulations. We appreciate your support. And if you'll give us a call back, we'll make arrangements with you to get your new tractor.
I'll call you. No, don't worry. We'll get a hold of you.
Okay.
Thanks. Congratulations. Thanks for the support. That was very anticlimactic. I won't lie.
I hope that the truck winner probably won't answer either. So this is the pole building.
This is the pole barn kit. Yep. We got a number on it.
We know this guy.
Oh my goodness, that's hilarious. All right, he better answer the phone. This will be interesting.
He's probably watching. I've consulted on multiple properties for this gentleman, and he's been to the master class. I think he's been there twice, actually.
Your phone so they'd actually answer it.
Hello?
Hey, Terry.
How's it going?
Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me? He's somewhere he doesn't have a signal.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, get somewhere where you got signal. I got to talk to you for a minute. We'll call him back in just a second.
A known caller.
Pizza Hut. This is
Pizza Hut.
This is Pizza Hut. Can I help you?
Well, I'd like to order a large pizza.
Hey, Don's here and he wants to talk to you for a second. Hey, Amos.
Okay.
How's it going, famous Amos?
Well, not too bad.
Well, you can probably guess why we're calling you.
I would imagine I would the winner of some type of a raffle or something.
Yeah, you want a tree saddle love swing.
Oh, great. You think Terry would do demonstrations?
Absolutely not. Paid him enough money. I'd hurt myself. I'd end up having to have a surgery 3 years in a row.
Oh, boy, that's not good.
Well, yeah. Amos, you won a pole building kit. You won a second grand prize winner.
Wow.
So that pole building kit is yours.
I'm truly humbled.
Well, you've been a big supporter of ours for a long time and a good friend. I'm really excited that you won this thing. So our friends over at Whitewater Trusses donated this over in Indiana. So this is going to be a complete kit for a 30x40 post frame building. And I'm sure you don't need it, so you'll let your friend Terry have it.
I'm sure I can figure out something.
I'm sure you can too. But we both smiled when Don drew your name out. You're live on the podcast right now, and a lot of people watching it on Facebook Live. But we got a kick when we saw that you'd won it.
And I really thank you guys for what you do for the Husker Speed. It's humbling to even be a winner.
Yep. So you probably weren't watching. I'll go ahead and tell you that this raffle raised over $380,000.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
Wow. It is. And I think it all goes back to help people in need, you know. I really think about what God always says. To whom much is given, much is required.
Well, we're going to get off of hearing. Maybe we'll draw your name out again and I have to call you back for a truck to park inside of it. It's possible. Highly unlikely with 18,000 and some tickets, but never know.
I never win anything. You must have picked out at the bottom of the basket.
Yeah.
I
don't know where he picked from, but you won it, buddy.
Yeah, thank you guys very, very, very much.
Thank you for your support. We appreciate it.
God bless, Amos. Have a good fourth.
I don't think we mentioned his name. We just called him Amos. For those listeners, it's Amos Hirschberger from Beach City, Ohio. Appreciate his
great work. Great guy. Hand that to Jonathan over there.
All right, so the last one to be picked out here is a brand new Chevy truck donated by Victory Chevrolet and Midwest Land Group. Somebody's going to be driving a brand new pickup truck this year. Do you know him?
I do not know this person.
This is interesting. I don't recognize that name. Everybody's sitting on the edge of their seat holding their phone right now.
Well, half of them just threw their phones across the room because I said I didn't know them.
I gotta make sure this number's right.
Hello?
Hey, is this Justin?
kidding me.
Oh my God. Oh my. Yeah. This is Don and Terry with Chasing Giants. Guess what? You just won a brand new Chevy. You're live on the podcast, buddy. Oh, we're not joking. You just won a brand new pickup truck donated by Victory Chevrolet and Midwest Land Group. He's speechless. Can you believe the guy is speechless? Where are you from, Justin?
Rudolph, Wisconsin.
So we're going to get you to Kansas City to go take delivery of a brand new Trail Boss Chevrolet truck. How does that sound? Yeah, and they've even taken care of the taxes and everything. Yep, you're ready to roll. So have you been listening to the podcast long, or how did you hear about the raffle?
I started listening. My best friend Andy's letter, he got me listening to it like last November, and I started at whatever episode that was. I listened to all of them, and I'm up to date, and then every time I'm traveling for work, I started back at 1, and I worked my way back. Today I was on the plane flying back to North Carolina on the job, and I listened to the three podcasts. I'm almost caught up with my, I can't believe it.
Well, you're never going to forget podcast number 124.
Oh my!
So I assume that you're not watching on Facebook Live right now. You just knew it was about that time, or you are watching?
No, we actually. I just came back. My wife and I were sitting here talking, and we were watching it. And I'm like, I don't think I could handle living in that truck. I was probably hyperventilating, passed out. And then my damn phone started ringing.
So what do you drive right now?
Work truck.
Yeah? So you're going to be styling? Yeah, you're going to be styling with this thing, man.
I cannot. But I messaged Terry when I first started listening to the podcast. I was interested in the deal. But I just couldn't really swing it yet.
Yeah.
This is absolutely unbelievable.
Well, there's been a lot of people that, bought tickets for this raffle, knowing that they wouldn't probably win, and you were probably one of them. But they knew that the money was going to help sick kids and their families. But it's pretty cool to be able to give something like this away every now and then. We took some people's donated items. I think we ended up with 79 items now, and we turned it together into $380,000 for families with sick kids. And but the good news is that's amazing, but you also got a new truck out of it.
Absolutely. No, I appreciate everything you guys do. The podcast is absolutely phenomenal. Everything.
All right. Well, I'm going to try one thing real quick. Do you got just a quick second?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to try to get Chris Yates on the phone with us just real fast so we can thank him. Brian Kraft is not available. If it happens to go to Chris's voicemail, I'm just going to hang up, and I'll call you later today, and we'll start working out logistics for you, okay? But let's try to get Chris Yates on the phone real quick, okay?
Okay.
And don't say anything, because we'll probably try to prank him, saying that he won a new truck, okay? He's watching. All right, well, we're going to call him then. He'll answer the phone.
Hello?
You there, Chris?
I am here.
We got a new Victory Chevrolet customer, buddy.
I just seen that.
Say hi to Justin. He's on the line with us.
Hey, congratulations, Justin.
Hey, thank you, sir, so much.
That's awesome. That is great.
So Chris,
unbelievable.
Chris was the one that actually put us over the edge. We weren't even sure if we were going to have a raffle until he got this idea after eating lunch with Brian Kraft back in October. And God just opened up a lot of doors, and there's Chris was going to donate to this anyway, and so was Brian,
The whole idea was to try to pull everything together and make this big, and it was much bigger than I would have ever anticipated. So we're just happy to connect the dots, and we're going to have to get Justin down to Kansas City area sometime so he can do a big burnout leaving Victory Chevrolet's parking lot. That's what I want to see.
And we'll help whatever you can to get him down here.
All right.
Oh, thank you guys so much. Like I said, I wasn't expecting to win anything. I love what you do. I love what everyone does. I appreciate it. This is absolutely unbelievable.
All right. Well, congratulations, Justin, and thank you, Chris. We couldn't have done it without you guys.
Thanks, everybody that gave it.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris. We appreciate you, buddy. God bless, guys.
Thanks for having me again, Justin. Take care.
Well, I was hoping that whoever won that was going to be watching that YouTube live. Yeah. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm pretty
funny. What did he say? You got to be kidding me.
As soon as he answered.
Yeah, there was probably 1,000 people with their phone in their hand wanting it to ring. It happened for Justin.
Oh, I won't lie. I'm glad that this is over. I've been stressed out about this for a while now. But just what an absolute blessing that so many people came together and made this happen for people. I don't know. I'm kind of speechless. There's a couple people that asked me how much I was expecting to raise, and I remember when we did this last year with no more than what we had kind of put into the raffle last year, and we ended up getting, I think there was a private donation at the end, and we ended up getting about $140,000 last time. You told me never put limits on what God can do. And here I thought we'd be stretching it to get $250,000, and then it started creeping up to $300,000, and then within the last week we were up over $380,000. So just truly humbled at everybody that donated and bought tickets.
Dream big. God's reality is bigger than anything you can imagine.
Yeah. Well, for those of you who are watching on Facebook Live, we really appreciate it. Thank you for the support. Thank you for buying tickets. We're going to get this audio up on all of the podcast platforms and then upload it on YouTube a little bit later. But congratulations to all the winners. You do not have to call me today if you won something. I promise you I'll get with you within the next week, and we'll figure out logistics. Just
tomorrow morning, 5 a.m.
they'll start coming in. It's how it happens. But just understand, we'll get it to you quickly. We're already prepared to do so. So for all of the people that donated, thank you very much for trusting in us. For all the people who bought tickets, again, thank you. I wouldn't be doing a job as the president of this foundation without also saying that we're going to continue to push and grow this foundation for however much people are willing to donate. And if that means networking different ways, finding different ways, looking at different ministries, we're going to continue to adapt and grow this foundation to be a blessing to people who need it, and make sure that your donation goes directly to wherever that is instead of these places that just take all this administrative cost out. So there's a lot of people that tithe, that send checks, that do corporate match programs. Now that we are nonprofit, even Pfizer, believe it or not, is one of the biggest matching contribution companies that we get checks from. So if employees give some, the employer will give some. Now that we're in that database, if your company has that program, we are eligible to receive that. So
that's tax deductible, is that right?
Absolutely. So if you write, obviously the raffle, it's up to you how you do it. I'm not telling anybody how to handle their taxes, but if you want to donate to Lester's Feet, please visit our website. Everything is a charitable contribution, and you receive a statement at the end of the year. And most importantly, keep us in your prayers, but also be watching for families in your local community. When you get those, you have to send someone that can represent that family to our website, and they have to enter that basic information to contact us, and then we can go from there. But we want this podcast to be the hub of helping people in your communities. That it's great that we get people to reach out to us blind, but when we can connect the dots with our listeners, families, and communities, that's what's really special.
Yeah, we couldn't do it without our listeners and all the sponsors. So thank you for the support that we get.
All right. Well, we've been I'm exhausted, I won't lie. But we're going to come back to you next weekend with an update about getting all of our trail cameras out, food plot update,
And I got a really fun story from my deep sea fishing in Destin that I'm going to save until next week. So
can't wait to hear it.
Hope you all join in for that. With that, we want to thank everybody again. It's such a blessing to even be part of this. So really appreciate everybody's help.
God bless everyone.
Chasing Giants has been brought to you by Osseo Camo, Bia Farm Real Estate Company, 360 Hunting Blinds, Victory Chevrolet, Real World Wildlife Products, Matthews Archery, Novix Tree Stands, Gingerich Tree Farm, WildlifeFarming.com, Quiet Cat, and Vortex Optics. Thanks for listening, and tune in next week for another episode of Chasing Giants.